Hey Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Janavala Bhagirivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Janavala Bhagirivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanajari. Jamuna Tira Vanajari.
Jai Radha Madhava.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astutarasata Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astutarasata Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastatarde Shatarne. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Saraswatim Vyasa. Toto Jayamudirayet. Nasta praeshu badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 25. Chapter is entitled Krishna Lifts Govardhan Hill, text 3, 4, and 5. I will read 3 and 4 myself, and then we will chant text 5 together. Text 3. Aho Srimada Mahatnyam Gopa. Oh, should we respond? Who is telling me how to do this? I think I'll just read it. You have this on the board? Okay, good. Let's do it. Aho Srimada Mahatmyaham Gopanam Kananokasam Krishnam Martyam Upashritya Ye Chakur Deva Helanam. Translation. Indra said, Just see how these cowherd men living in the forest have become so greatly intoxicated by their prosperity. They have surrendered to an ordinary human being, Krishna, and thus they have offended the gods. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purport. Of course, Indra was really saying that the cowherd men had offended him, Indra, by taking shelter of Krishna, whom Indra considered to be Martya, a mortal. This was certainly a gross miscalculation on Indra's part. Text 4. Yata dridhai karma mayahai kratubhir namano vidvahi vidyam anvikshikim hitva tatir shanti bhavar navam. Translation. Their taking shelter of Krishna is just like the foolish attempt of men who abandon transcendental knowledge of the self and instead try to cross over the great ocean of material existence in the false boats of fruitive ritual sacrifices. Text 5. Vachalam balisham stabdham adnyam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakra apriyam vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakra apriyam vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakra apriyam. Please chant. Vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakra apriyam
vachalam balisham stabdham
vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam Krishna martyam upashritya
gopame chakra apriyam
gopame chakra apriyam vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam Krishna martyam upashritya gopame chakra apriyam vachalam balisham stabdham agnam panditamaninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakra Vaishnavis Vachalam balisham stadam Agnam pandita maninam Krishnam martyam upashritya Gopame chakra apriyam Vachalam balisham stadam Agnam pandita maninam Krishnam martyam upashritya Gopame chakra apriyam Vachalam over-talkative Balisham child Stabdham arrogant Agnam foolish Pandita Maninam thinking himself wise Krishnam Krishna Martyam a human being Apashritya taking shelter of Gopaha the cowherds may against me Chakruhu have acted Apriyam unfavorably. Translation. These cowherd men have acted inimically toward me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Krishna, who thinks himself very wise, but who's simply a foolish, arrogant, over-talkative child. Please repeat after me. These cowherd men have acted inimically toward me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Krishna, who thinks himself very wise, but is simply a foolish, arrogant, over-talkative child. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, through the insults of Indra, Goddess Saraswati is actually praising Krishna. The Acharya explains, Balisham means free from pretension, just like a child. Stabdham means that he bows down to no one because there is no one for him to offer homage to. Agnam means there is nothing more for him to know because he is omniscient. Pandita Maninam means that he is highly honored by the knowers of the absolute truth. And Krishnam means he is the supreme absolute truth, whose transcendental form is full of eternity and ecstasy. Martyam means that although he is the absolute truth, he nevertheless appears in this world as a human being out of affection for his devotees. Indra wanted to rebuke Krishna as Vachalam, because the Lord had presented many audacious arguments in the line of Karma Mimamsa and Sankhya philosophy, even though he did not accept these arguments. Thus Indra called the Lord Balisha, foolish. Indra called him Stabda, because he had spoken boldly, even in the presence of his own father. Thus, although Indra attempted to criticize Sri Krishna, the Lord's transcendental character is in fact impeccable. And this chapter will demonstrate how Indra came to recognize the position of the Lord. Vachalam balisam stagdam agnam pandita maninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopa me chakur apriyam. Om jnana tarandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So it's my great honor and pleasure to be here this morning in this auspicious August assembly of Srila Prabhupada's dear disciples and followers here in Sri Vrindavan Dham during the month of Kartik. Hare Bol. Before I begin speaking, I seek the blessings of all the devotees that are present, especially in light of this sentence in the purport, stabdam. This word stabdam is used. Indra called him stabda because he had spoken boldly even in the presence of his own father. So today I have to speak in the presence of my uncles who are as good as my father and many of Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples who are also far superior and more advanced than I am. So seeking your blessings. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I make koshish kar raha hun. I'll try to speak something. This section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill. Very important about this anartha nivritti, overcoming false pride. So false pride is an obstacle on our path of devotional service. Pride cometh before the fall. So we all must be very careful about this anartha pride. Yesterday, we heard a beautiful class by His Holiness Bhakti Prachar Parivrajak Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj cited the example of one devotee named Krishna Balaram. And Krishna Balaram Maharaj, he became proud. This was shared to me by His Grace Apoorva Prabhu. You were sharing this with me today. That he had visited your home and he was a great flower-like, lotus-like devotee. But somehow this quality of pride caught up with him, as it can catch any of us at any time. And he was swallowed up by that demon of pride. And he left the service and the association of Srila Prabhupada's followers. So we pray for his advancement, if we are qualified to do that. I think as a community we are qualified to do that. As anyone who once Neha bikramo nasosti pratyavaya navidite svapapama pasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat. Even a little endeavor on this path of devotional service will save us from the greatest fear. So, Maharaj, now Prabhu, and so many of us, we're endeavoring to advance on this path. But any moment, pride can swallow us up. And vinash, we can be destroyed, we can be lost. Pride is like an ocean wave. You know, in Jagannath Puri, you try to do swimming, body surfing, sometimes the wave comes, we're swept away. So pride can also do that to us, sweep us away. So it really behooves us to be really alert, saudan. Sadhu, saudan, be careful, be alert to this quality of pride. And Srimad Bhagavatam is such a wonderful literature. Nigamakalpa tarur galitam phalam, shukamukada mitadrava samyutam, pibata bhagavatam rasamalaya, mohoraho rasika, bhuvi bhavukaha. That this Bhagavatam reveals these anarthas that we must be careful of. And also exposes us to the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and attracts us, Akarshan, attracts us to Krishna, to His beautiful leelas. And in this way, by being afraid of Maya, afraid of pride, and being attracted to Krishna, then we can hope to be successful in spiritual life by the mercy of the devotees. So in this pastime, we're hearing how Indra is expecting his annual sacrifice. Every year, the cowherd men of Vrindavan are offering a sacrifice to Indra. But this year is different because Krishna, he appeals to Nanda Maharaj. He said, why are we offering this sacrifice to Indra? He's compelled to give us the reins. He's compelled. It's his duty. We just have to do our work. Karmani eva dikaraste. We just do our duty. And then Indra will give us the reins. The ocean doesn't do anything special, but the rain comes on the land, the rain comes on the ocean, the rain comes on the mountains. So why should we offer some sacrifice to Indra? There's no need for it. He's not controlling things. He's just compelled to do his duty. We do our duty and Indra does his duty. This is called karma mimamsa philosophy. And it's an atheistic philosophy, actually. It's Gnostic philosophy. It's a demoniac philosophy. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, text number 8. Asatyam apratistam te jagad ahur anishvaram aparasparam sambhutam Kim anyat kama hoitukam. Asatyam, it's temporary. This world is temporary. Asatyam, it's unreal. Jagad ahur anishvaram. There's no controller. And aparasparam sambhutam. Kim anyat kama hoitukam. This world is only running on lust. Kama hoitukam. That's the only cause. So Krishna is speaking this atheistic karma mimamsa philosophy. Of course, this philosophy is incorrect. We have an Ishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And that supreme controller is Krishna. But Krishna is just speaking this, and he's encouraging Nanda Maharaj to stop the sacrifice. And he says, Krishna says to Indra, let us not have this sacrifice for Indra. Let us have this sacrifice for Govardhan Hill. Haribo. So Govardhan Hill is coming up in a few days, this Govardhan Puja. So we're just getting in the mood. So then Indra, he becomes really angry. He becomes furious. He becomes mad. His eyes are like red with anger. And he begins to insult Krishna, as we're hearing in the three verses today. In text number three, Indra says, he says that, just see how these cowherd men living in the forest have become so greatly intoxicated by their prosperity. They're intoxicated. They have some prosperity. Prosperity means they have some ghee, they have some curd, they have some butter, they have some cows. Just see their prosperity. They're intoxicated by this prosperity. They have surrendered to an ordinary human being, Krishna. And thus they have offended the gods. He means that they've offended me. Avajananti mam mudha, Krishna says in Gita, that the fools deride me when I descend in my human form. They don't understand my transcendental position, who I am. So Indra is showing himself here to be what? Mudha. Avajananti mam mudha. He goes on speaking today, text number four. Their taking shelter of Krishna is just like the foolish attempt of men who abandon transcendental knowledge of the self and instead try to cross over the great ocean of material existence in the false boats of fruitive ritual sacrifices. It's interesting. Indra is saying, they abandon transcendental knowledge, these fools. But it seems he's abandoning transcendental knowledge here. So he's also mudham, fool. Today's verse, text 5, which I think is on the board, very wonderful verse. These cowherd men have acted inimically toward me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Krishna, who thinks himself very wise, but is simply a foolish, arrogant, over-talkative child. So this is some heavy insults against Krishna. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who have compiled the purport for us, they're sharing with us the beautiful commentary of Sridhar Swami. And Sridhar Swami, and like some of our other acharyas also, they have a great quality that they take the insult against Krishna and Ulta, they turn it around to make it a beautiful glorification of Krishna. I was speaking about this with His Grace Kalasambara Prabhu, temple president from New Zealand. And he was saying, wouldn't it be great if when people insulted us, then we had someone with us to immediately turn it around and glorify us? Wouldn't that be convenient? course, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one who glorifies me is my enemy, and one who criticizes me is my friend. And I remember an iconic statement by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu at one class in Mayapur. He said, "I live to be corrected. I live to be corrected." So there's a very healthy attitude. But Indra is not in that mood right now. And he's chastising, criticizing Krishna like anything. Let's have a brief look at this commentary of Sridhar Swami and see how he turns around the insults. He's insulting Krishna. Let's see how he makes it into a glorification. He says, the verse Indra criticizes, Vachalam Balisham Stabdham. So Vachalam, Vach means talkative, Vachavegam, Manasakrodavegam, Vach, to speak. He says he's an over-talkative child. But Vachalam, the way Sridhar Maharaj presents it, he says that Vachalam means one who can speak and fully understand and explain all the Vedic principles, all the Vedas. So Vachalam, he speaks all the Vedas. Sarvasya chamriti sannivistaha matasmitir nanam upornam cha Vedais cha savar aham eva vedyo Vedantakrit Vedavid eva chaham. So he's the knower of the Vedas and the compiler of Vedanta. So this is Vachalam. He's the knower of the Vedas, a speaker of the Vedas. Balisham. Balisham means childish, Bal, like we hear about Krishna's Bal Lila. So Bal means chota, small, small. Chota, little, small, Bal, little, small. He's childish. He's childish. But this is also a good quality, Sridhar Swami explains. Because if one is childish or one has the qualities of a child, he's very innocent, and he always wants to learn things, and he's very simple. And we know that Krishna's Bal Lila is some of his most sweet, sweet pastimes. So this is a glorification that Krishna also has the wonderful qualities of a child. Balisham. Stabdham. Stabdham means one who is willing to speak in front of his seniors. Indra says, your father is there, Nanda Maharaj is there, and you're giving him some instructions. You're trying to speak in front of him. As I mentioned at the beginning of the class, I'm feeling guilty of this quality during this class today. So please forgive me. Stabdham. So Stabdham, according to Sridhar Swami, means he's thus Stabdham. Yeah, he bows down to no one because there is no one for him to offer his homage to. So Krishna bows down to no one. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. So of all the eternals, there's one chief eternals. Of all the conscious beings, there's one chief conscious being. And he's providing Yo Vidadati Kaman. He's providing the needs of all the other living entities. So Krishna doesn't have to bow down to anyone. He's the supreme amongst everyone. Agnam. Indra, he criticizes Indra as being, Indra criticizes Krishna as being agnam, of being ignorant. So, but it means that there's nothing more for him to know, because Krishna knows everything. Chaitanas, Chaitananam. He's a supreme conscious being. He knows everything. Chaitram, Chaitranyam. He's the knower of all the fields. He knows everything. Then, Pandita Maninam. Indra is criticizing him. Pandita Maninam. Pandita Maninam, according to Indra, it means he's a human being. Martyam, he thinks himself wise. He thinks he's wise, he thinks he's intelligent. But according to Sridhar Swami, it means that he's highly honored by those who know the absolute truth. By the pandits, they glorify him. We see in the 10th chapter, there's also the prayers of the personified Vedas. They glorify Krishna. So Krishna is glorified, Pandita Maninam. Then Martyam, Krishna thinks he's a human being. That's foolish. Upashritya. Upashritya means taking shelter. Indra is criticizing these cowherd men for taking shelter of Krishna. Gopa me chakur. These gopas, they're taking shelter. Me chakur, according to me, this is apriyam. Priya means favorable or dear. This is apriyam. He's not dear. He's apriyam. He's not dear to me. So in this way, we see that the qualities of Krishna, although insulted by Indra, Sridhar Swami is turning all of them into wonderful glorifications of Krishna. Sridhar Swami ki jai. So, Sridhar Swami's commentary is so beautiful. And one word I especially like is the Balisham, how Krishna is childlike and how this is actually a glorification, alankar. It's a beautification. It's an ornament. And tomorrow is Diwali. We'll be celebrating Diwali. So tomorrow is the day that Mother Yashoda, she tied up Krishna in Damodar Leela. So I just wanted to get in the mood, prepare our consciousness for tomorrow by briefly discussing this Damodar Leela. So one day, Mother Yashoda, she was turning the butter, and the beautiful bangles on her wrist were making sweet sounds as she was churning. Ching, 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 ching. And she's singing beautiful songs, glorifying Krishna spontaneously. She was in the mood of spontaneous devotional service. And just like she's always singing the glories of Krishna, so Srila Prabhupada has taught us to always sing the glories of Krishna, especially through this Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the little Krishna was sleeping in the next room, and he woke up from his sleep, and he was hungry. He was hungry for his mother's love. So he climbed down from the bed and crawled into Mother Yashoda's room where she was churning the butter. And he appealed to her that, "I want to be fed now. Please give me your attention." And he grabbed the churning rod to stop the churning rod. And she was so happy and smiling that my child Krishna is so happy and so smart and intelligent, even though he's so small. And she picked him up and put him on her lap and began feeding him her breast milk. And Krishna was very happy, and she was experienced Vatsalya Prem. She was in full ecstasy feeding Krishna. And then all of a sudden, the milk boiling on the stove in the kitchen began to boil over, making all these sounds. Mother Yashoda heard the sound. She said, "That milk is for Krishna. I have to save the milk." So she put Krishna down and went running to the kitchen, and she took the milk off the fire. Meanwhile, Krishna became very angry. Why, Mother Yashoda, put me down? I am still hungry. And he bit his lip in rage. And then he said, now I'm going to do something really naughty. So he took a stone and boom, he threw it down and hit the mudka. He hit that clay pot and he broke the pot. And there was butter all over the place. And then Krishna began to eat that mukhan. And he was enjoying that mukhan. And then he thought, let me share this mukhan with my friends. Who are Krishna's friends?
Monkeys.
The monkeys. So he took the butter to the next room. And he went inside the room and began feeding the butter to the monkeys. And all the monkeys were coming. And they were so happy. They were so happy to get that mukhan from Krishna. They were enjoying it. It was so sweet and tasty. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda, she came back from the kitchen and she saw the big mess, so much butter and the broken pot. And she was saying, Kya hua? What has happened? What has happened here? And she was thinking, maybe some demon has... I don't know what has happened. But then she saw little footprints. Dor padachina, little mukhan butter footprints. And she saw it was Krishna's footprints. And she said, this is Krishna's work. And then she picked up a stick. She picked up a chadi. She picked up a whipping stick. And she went looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? And she was following those footprints. And she was following them into the next room. And she saw Krishna feeding the mukhan to the monkeys. And she was very quiet. She didn't want Krishna to see her. So she came closer and closer and closer and closer. And all of a sudden, the monkeys screamed. And they started running and running. And then Krishna saw Mother Yashoda. And he jumped down from the utkal where he was feeding the monkeys. And he started running and running and running and running. He was running really fast. And then Mother Yashoda began running behind him. And Krishna's running in the front. And Mother Yashoda's running behind. And Krishna's running in the front. And Mother Yashoda's running behind. And Krishna's in the front. Mother Yashoda's behind. And all the residents of Vrindavan were watching this fun going on. Now, it is mentioned that Krishna is Yogeshwar. He's a supreme amongst all the yogis. So no one can catch him. But because of Mother Yashoda's pure love, Krishna allowed Mother Yashoda to catch him. Yashoda Mata ki jai. So Mother Yashoda caught Krishna, and Krishna was very much afraid. He was breathing very fast. His chest was moving up and down, and tears were coming from his eyes, and the black cudgel around his eyes was melting and dripping down his face. And he looked so beautiful with the black cudgel coming down his face. And he was appealing. He was so much afraid. He was appealing to his mother, please, please don't punish me. And at that time, Mother Yashoda was feeling afraid. If I punish Krishna, he may become so afraid, he may run away. And maybe the monkeys will damage him. He may get harmed. So she threw down the whipping stick. She threw down the chadi. But she wanted to punish Krishna somehow. Some commentators say that she wanted to tie up Krishna to protect him so he wouldn't run away. So she took a rope and began to tie up Krishna. But when she tried to tie Krishna to the grinding mortar, that rope was 2 fingers too short. Do angli chota. It was 2 fingers too short. So she said, why is this? Why? And she brought another rope and tied the two ropes together to make a longer rope. Again, she tried to tie Krishna. Again, that rope was two fingers too short. So she called all of her friends in Gokul. Please, all of you come. Bring your ropes. So all of her lady friends in Gokul, they all brought their ropes. Now on this day, all the ropes in Gokul were used to try to tie Krishna. What are the ropes in Gokul usually used for? What do people use the ropes for? They tie the cows. So on this day, all the cows were free. So all the cows were very happy. All the cows were so joyful. They were in ecstasy. Now I was here in this temple room about 10 years ago when Ayendra Prabhu was speaking this pastime. And he gave a very interesting commentary that I would like to share with you. Would you like to hear it?
Yes!
So Ayendra Prabhu, he explained that the meaning of all the ladies bringing their ropes to jointly tie them all together, to tie Krishna together, means Harinam Sankirtan. Because Harinam Sankirtan means we all come together co-jointly, cooperatively. We all cooperate together to bring our ropes together of our kartels, our murdangas, and our beautiful singing voices chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we all cooperate, we all come together to serve Krishna. We all bring our ropes, we all perform Harinam Sankirtan together. So this is just a beautiful explanation that I very much appreciate from Ayendra Prabhu and inspires me. And for those who haven't seen it, there's a beautiful painting here on the wall. I'm just noticing it now, of Mother Yashoda binding baby Krishna. Three Yashoda Damodar ki. So Mother Yashoda is perspiring and she's endeavoring so hard. And she's endeavoring and endeavoring and endeavoring and endeavoring. And eventually Krishna just had so much mercy and so much feeling and love for Mother Yashoda that eventually, after so much endeavor, Lord Krishna allowed Mother Yashoda to tie him up. So he was tied up by the love of Mother Yashoda. And it's a very beautiful pastime. There's an explanation, the two fingers, why the rope was two fingers too short. One finger means bhakti ki prayas, the endeavor of the devotees. And the second finger means Krishna ki kripa, the mercy of Krishna. So whatever we do in this world, we require these two things. We have to endeavor bhakti ki prayas, and we need the mercy of Krishna, Bhagavan ki kripa. So then Krishna, he decided to do something really naughty. He began crawling and pulled that utkal down, the grinding mortar down, and crawled into Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. And there in the courtyard were two big Arjun trees. When Dinabandhu Prabhu tells this pastime, he explains that these Arjun trees are really powerful. Their roots go deep into the ground. In Mauritius, when there's cyclones and hurricanes, all the trees fall over. But the Arjun trees stay up because their roots are so strong. So these are the strong trees that Krishna was about to demolish. So what's the story between these two Arjun trees? Before, in previous age, there were Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva, the sons of Kuvera. Kuvera is the treasurer of the demigods, so Bahut Paisawala. You know, he has a lot of money. So we heard yesterday how that pride is coming from high birth, from beauty, from good education, and also from
money.
So they had a lot of money, these two boys. They were very proud. And they were enjoying in the water, sporting naked with girls. Then Narada Muni came. And Narada Muni, the girls saw him, so the girls were shy. They wanted to have respect for Narada Muni. They immediately got up and started covering themselves. But did Mani Griva and Nala Kuvera, did they cover themselves? No. Therefore, they were disrespectable. They dis Narada Muni. And Narada Muni cursed them. Because you're so disrespectful, you will become trees. And they immediately got a little sober. He said, Kripaya maaf kijiye, please excuse us. And he said, okay, you'll be saved by Krishna. So this is the scene. So Krishna is pulling the grinding mortar behind him. He's crawling in Nandamars' courtyard. The grinding mortar is coming behind him. And he comes between the two trees. And as he pulls the grinding mortar between the two trees, the trees start struggling and straining. And then the trees fall over. And Mani Griva and Nala Kuvera, they come out in their original forms as demigods and begin offering prayers to Lord Krishna. Now it's very interesting that in this month of Kartik, these two pastimes, the Govardhan Leela and the Damodar Leela, they're both happening in the month of Kartik. And month of Kartik is a very, 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 very auspicious month. So Srimad Bhagavatam is giving these two leelas in this very important time for Shravanam Kirtanam. And these two leelas give the same message that we should overcome false pride. Nala Kuvera, Mani Griva, they had to overcome their false pride. And also Indra, he also had to overcome his false pride. So during this month of Kartik, let us meditate on both of these leelas and many other leelas also, especially this, the disappearance festival of His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada has set the wonderful example for us of someone without false pride, who has shared this wonderful message of Krishna consciousness throughout the world, in every town and village, fulfilling the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya, Prithivityachayata Nagaradigram, Saravatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam, that this chanting of the holy names be heard in every town and every village all over the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let us keep this wonderful shloka as a garland around our neck. Chunadapi sunichena, Tororapi sehishnuna, Amanina manadena, Kirtaniya sadhari. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah. If anyone has any questions, can take questions, comments, support of the Prabhu.
Class.
Yeah. So if I understand your point, your comment, is that Indra, he performed his part of the pastime, and then because of Indra's insults and Indra's, he tried to commit genocide. He tried to wipe out all the residents of Vrindavan, tried to kill everybody. But despite all of this, we say in one sense, all's well that ends well, right? He facilitated Krishna's Leela of lifting Govardhan Hill, which is a wonderful pastime. Because in this pastime, all the residents of Vrindavan were together for 24 hours, for 7 days, and Krishna was able to be with all of his devotees simultaneously. Usually, Krishna is with some of the like cowherd boys, and then he comes back from cowherding, he's with his family, and then in the nighttime, he's with the gopis. So different devotees are with Krishna at different times. But Govardhan Leela is such a wonderful pastime because Govardhan Leela allows everyone to be together. So it's very wonderful. And Indra, despite all his faults, Indra, we love you because he facilitated this wonderful pastime. He participated in Leela. Was that your point, Prabhu? Yes, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to share? No. Okay. Anyone else have anything? Yes, Mataji. 1, 2. Okay. 1, 2, 3. And then we'll conclude. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
How do you overcome false
pride? How do I personally? Okay. How do we overcome false pride? Well, I'll share one way. It's through the mercy of the devotees that they make us aware that we have false pride. First, identify the enemy and then fight the enemy. So we have to identify the false pride within us. Can I share one story with you from my personal experience? One time, I was living in the Brahmachari ashram in Shishirada Gopinath Mandir in Chokpati. I lived there for 2 years. And one day I was there next to my locker in the ashram, and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he came through the ashram. I was alone there. And he said, at the time my name was Ekalavya. He said, "Oh, Ekalavya Prabhu, I see your photo has come on the front page, on the cover of the BTG magazine. And have you seen it?" I said, "Yes, Maharaj." You know, ahankar is like coming up. So then he asked me, "Do you carry a copy of this magazine to show your friends?" I said, "No, Maharaj." He was a little surprised. He knows me. And he said, "Why not?" And I said, I was very proud also of my renunciation. I said, "Oh, if I carried a copy of this magazine with me to show my friends, I might become puffed up." And then Maharaj said, "Really? You mean you're not already puffed up?" And I said, yes, Maharaj, I'm puffed up, I'm so puffed up." And Maharaj was laughing and laughing. Oh, this is the mercy of the devotees. He revealed to me my ahankar. He showed me, yes, I have this pride. So sometimes we think, yes, I'm a humble devotee. One time I was in a sannyas ministry meeting. I was getting an interview. Will I be able to take sannyas or not? The sannyas committee was all sitting around. It was a personal interview in a closed conference room in Mayapur. I was under the microscope. They were examining me. So one of the questions they asked me was, how humble are you?
What?
How humble are you? So I said, hard to say. You want to know on a scale of 1 to 10? Or what does it mean? And they said, yes, 1 to 10. How humble are you? I said, I don't know. 5, 4, 5, I don't know. I was thinking beach, man, you know, middle, some middle ground. Middle ground is safe, usually. But then later they said, no, you should have said no higher than 2. Right? So they revealed how puffed up I was and am. So this is the mercy of the devotees. They can reveal that we have this pride. And once we know we have this pride, we see the enemy, we can start to fight the enemy. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said, I've given one medicine. There's only one medicine. Take the medicine. And that medicine is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question? Yes, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, you had a question. Can you hand him the microphone, please?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Hare Krishna.
At this past night, you spoke about Nalini.
Yes.
And sort of like Indra also.
What's that?
That's Indra.
Indra also.
In such a way.
Yeah.
So they are very high post of because they are very responsible.
Yeah, they're demigods. Yeah.
So how they come to their state that Indra is speaking like this and they were really like this?
How the demigods, they're such exalted people, they came to this degraded platform of insulting Krishna, insulting Narada Muni. Right. Is that your question?
Yeah, Indra, this question was asked before also. Indra himself went to the Brahmani to ask Vishnu to come to the material world. So again, it became becoming in ignorance, I'm speaking like this.
Again, they became in ignorance. Yeah, if I understand your question correctly, you're adding how the demigods acted in this degraded capacity. Is that your question? Yes. So, this was answered the other day by Parampuja Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And he said that, he used the expression, some lila dust. He said that Krishna is sprinkling his special lila dust. So we have an expression in English, fairy dust. Fairy dust means someone is doing a magic trick. So he's like, you want to see me pull a rabbit out of my mug? I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my mug. Right? You want to see that? And then, okay, first I have to sprinkle a little fairy dust, magic dust. And then, oh, it's a rabbit, Haribo, you know? So Krishna sprinkles his lila dust. It's called Yoga Maya Potency. And this Yoga Maya Potency means Vimudatma, bewilders Indra, bewilders Manigriva, Nalakuvera, and puts them in this position in order to facilitate Krishna's lilas so that Krishna can exhibit his wonderful pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill, his wonderful pastime of pulling these two Arjun trees to the ground. So it's Krishna's yoga maya shakti, his lila potency. Does that answer your question? Yes, thank you. Okay, we have a last question. We had one devotee who's there. He's there. And then we can take questions personally, because we want to let devotees go for prasadam.
Hello, Ishuman.
Yes.
My question is kind of connected to the previous one. So, it seems that, when we read Bhagavatam or get classes, we understand the negative side of the personality of Indra. But it also seems that someone who is interacting with Krishna personally, not the privilege that we have. So,
wait, say it again. He interacted with Krishna personally?
Yeah, he's interacting with Krishna in terms of the Parijat flower episode and So it seems like he's far greater devotee than that.
Slow.
He's far a great devotee.
He's a great devotee.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So if he's coming under pride to a point of...
If he's also getting proud.
To a point where he's trying to kill all the Vrindavasis.
Yeah, heavy.
So what is the hope for us?
What is the hope for us? So Indra is exhibiting extreme pride despite his high position and committing heavy aparad. So what to speak of us? What is the hope for us? The only hope for us is His divine grace and His followers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because we've received the mercy of His divine grace, Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His followers, we have this process of Krishna consciousness, which is very powerful, which can transform the hearts of the conditioned soul. Chaito Darpana Marjanam, this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra cleanses the heart of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, madness, and illusion. All of these are destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's a very powerful process. And Srila Prabhupada has packaged this process in a very strong way for us. Morning program is there. Mangal Artik, Nisinga Artik, Tulsi Artik, Japa, Deity Greeting, Guru Puja, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Prasadam. This is a great, great process. So we follow the process, we preach Krishna consciousness, and just like there are so many jug eyes and mud eyes that Lord Chaitanya has saved, we're also those jug eyes and mud eyes. And Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada followers are here to save us. So let us take advantage of this movement. Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janma Jara Janma Satakakari Para Upakar. Let us become Krishna conscious. Let us distribute Krishna consciousness to others. And let us make our lives successful and the lives of others also successful. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.